Now, before we go to another break, I want to ask you, Minister Michael Healy-Rae, about something which was raised in the Seanad this week. And under privilege, the Fine Gael Senator Michael Kennelly referred to a case that recently came before Kenmare District Court. This is what Michael Kennelly said.
Today, it's an issue I raised last week where a worrying and serious matters that has come into the public domain following a court case in Killarney in County Kerry. We had voter impersonation at Kinmare polling station at the local and European elections in June 2024. Caught on CCTV, a Cahar Sabhain man pleaded guilty but avoided a conviction for election fraud after he used a polling card not in his name that went missing from a vehicle. It is even more extraordinary, Minister, to learn, as every dog and devil in Kerry knows, that the defendant works for the Healy-Rae Plantire Company. He was cited in court as a farmer and a contractor, but his employer, the Healy-Rae firm, was unusually not identified, even though he has worked for them for years. I called for a thorough investigation into the facts of the incident last week, and we still need clarity about how this was quietly hushed up.
Now, as I said, Senator Mike Kennelly was speaking under the privilege that applies to contributions in the Dáil and Seanad. But can I ask you, Michael Healy-Rae, if you want to respond at all to the comments there from the Senator?
Oh, absolutely. And I've no problem whatsoever in responding to it, because what I've heard there, which I'd already heard, and what I've heard both locally on our local radio station and what I've read in the print media, is my absolute knowledge of anything that is being discussed. In other words, do I know anything more than what you know or what any other listener knows? I absolutely do not. And in this life, all we have is our word and our honesty and our truth. So I have no knowledge whatsoever of anything to do with any aspect of that issue other than what I've heard on the media reports.
And can you confirm that the man who did plead guilty to electoral fraud in this case is employed by the company owned by your brother, Danny Healy-Rae?
My absolute knowledge of that is that he does not work for Healy-Rae Plantire.
And so is there anything, given that, Minister, that maybe should be clarified here? Because obviously you heard calls there for an investigation. So are there questions, clarifications that should follow?
The one thing that I'd say in response to that, and this actually opens up a thing that has given me a problem for a long time. Of course, any issue of this that needs to be looked at, of course it can be looked at. But also, in talking about this, one thing that I've looked for many, many years is what I would call a cleaning up of the electoral register. And everybody will tell you of the, how bad a state the register is in. In other words, thousands and thousands of people that are on the register and deemed entitled to vote, and unfortunately and sadly they can't because they're dead. Also, the fact that we have thousands and thousands of people who are eligible to vote and are old enough to vote and who aren't on the register. And it's a thing that crops up, especially, of course, during election time, that the register is in a mess. That's no reflection whatsoever on our local people working our local county registers. But there should be a campaign by government of what I would call regularising and putting proper structures in place to ensure that when people leave school, that they get their polling card and they're entitled to vote. But to answer the question about this, I have no other knowledge of this other than what I've heard in reports.
Okay, thank you, Minister Michael Healy-Rae. We'll take a break back after this, looking at those proposed changes to the Common Agricultural Policy.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.